Welcome to the Jewels and Gems podcast. My name is Silvana and I will be your host. In this podcast, we will be discussing all things crystal healing, holistic wellness, modern spirituality, and so much more. Thank you so much for joining me and I can't wait to see you in the show. Guys, I hope that you're all very well. It's been a while. It's been a long time since I have been doing a podcast episode. First of all, I'd like to say I'm sorry about the long gap that I have left. It's definitely something that I had decided to put on standby for many reasons. It's like everything in life, it just comes and goes in waves. You just start to get busy doing all sorts of things and you have to start to make choices. You know, what do you keep? What do you maintain? What do you have to pause or what do you have to let go of? And for me, this period, this year in general, has been quite busy with a lot of things. But I am delighted to say that I am back. With this podcast, I have decided that now is the perfect time for me to come back to this. It's a format that I've always enjoyed doing. It's a format that I have been missing, actually. As some of you probably already know, I have been pushing lately a lot more the YouTube channel, which now counts a very nice amount of videos that you're absolutely very welcome and invited to check out. If you type in on YouTube, search bar Silvana or Jewels and Gems, things, these types of keywords will definitely come up and you should be able to find the YouTube channel. I have been posting a lot of different videos around different crystals where I'm actually even able to even show them to you so you can actually see how they look like while I am discussing all their beautiful healing properties, meanings, and all the history they hold. So definitely I would invite you to check this out. I have decided to put the YouTube channel on standby because I think that right now my focus needs to go somewhere else. I have definitely been showcasing many gems, definitely not all of them. There's a lot more crystals that need to be talked about, but I know myself the time to talk about those will come when it feels right for me. I'm someone that's very instinctive. I am a generator in human design and I have to feel like I am enjoying what I'm doing to be able to continue doing it. Otherwise, it just, my body rejects it, if you see what I mean. Definitely something I want to touch on at some point. Human design is very, it's a very fascinating topic, but not today. Today, I wanted to start with something easy peasy casual, but not that casual either, because it's a quite a topic. I wanted to discuss with you some of my insights about this new Scorpio season. We're going to discuss Scorpio season. We're going to discuss the new moon in Scorpio that just hit us. And I'm using the word hit because I would say for some people it was pretty intense. So we're going to discuss a little bit of astrology today, an easy topic just to get us back into the groove, just to get us back into the zone. So if this is something that you're happy with, if you're delighted to see the podcast back again, if there is any particular topics you guys would like me to cover, discuss, share with you about, please don't be afraid to send me a DM at Silvana_Beslik and I will be delighted to hear from you. I always love to hear from you. And share with me, what is it that you want to see on the podcast? What would you like me to talk about? What would you like to see being explored, covered? I am also contemplating doing something a little bit different with this podcast. I have had a lot of revelations and I have came up with the thought and the plan that I think I'm at a stage now where I do not want the podcast to be just a platform to teach. You know, I want it to be more than that. I would love the podcast to be a tool for reflection. I want you to see the podcast as a way for you not just to have to grab pen and paper and start writing down, taking notes about things that I'm telling you. I want it to be more a tool that you can casually benefit from while doing your daily errands and feel like it gets you to think. It opens your perspective. It broadens your vision. And this is what, to me, the future of this podcast should be about. And we're going to try to start this today straight in with our topic, Scorpio season, and obviously the new moon in Scorpio. So probably you guys know Scorpio season started back on the 23rd of October. So we are into it right now. We are still experiencing it. And it is a pretty juicy time of the year. Let's be truthful about it. I personally, I've always had a great time during Scorpio season. It's probably one of the seasons that suit me the most. It's for many people, it can be very uncomfortable because Scorpio is about the depth. It's about going in deep in everything in life. Everything is about experiencing things to the core of what they truly are. And for many people, that is very uncomfortable. For many people, they'd rather just stick to the surface because going in deep is too challenging. It's putting them out of their comfort zone. It's about putting them in a space that they just find it hard to deal with for many reasons, be it because they're afraid of people's opinions, they're being afraid of the way they're going to be perceived, maybe they're afraid of what they will find about themselves at the end of the day, you know. But this time, I really want you to start to think about the bigger picture. So going in deep, but also looking at the bigger picture. Here we are requested to do both. Why should we look at the bigger picture? Because this time we're being called to transform. Scorpio is the sign of rebirth. It's the zodiac sign of the phoenix. It's not just the scorpion, it's also the phoenix. And what the phoenix does, the phoenix comes back from its ashes. It explores the parts of ourselves that are supposed to be the darkest, which is all about, you probably guessed it, shadow work. Shadow work is a term that many people still nowadays find very challenging to understand. And I personally feel many people romanticize the term shadow work and what shadow work means and represents. To give you an idea, like shadow work is a topic that, for example, is very, very important and dear to me. I have started my own a little while ago now, and it's something that needs to be done by everybody, no matter what stage you are in your spiritual growth and expansion process. Because if you don't, you will feel either triggered sooner rather than later, or you will limit yourself in the process. And no, this is not a process that you should experience all alone. This is a process that you should not experience in a small room on your own between four walls just by yourself. This is what I call romanticizing shadow work, making it seem like it's a path that you have to experience on your own. It's not. You don't have to do that. You can feel supported. You can do it surrounded. You can ask the right questions to people around you. You can do it with other people, because this is how you will feel more comfortable doing it, and you will be able to go on that self-awareness journey and actually finish it. Because It's not something you can start and just drop. You have to go through it all. To go back to Scorpio, Scorpio is a water sign, fixed, that's ruled by two planets. In astrology, we say in modern astrology that it's ruled by both Mars and Pluto. Mars, which is the planet of represented by the god of war in mythology, which is all about action. And then on the other side, we have Pluto, which is all about transformation. I know it sounds very, very dramatic and it's a lot, but it's for this reason that Scorpio is probably the best sign for all things depth and intensity. And this makes this season very much so related to being a perfect time for inner introspection, to really help us to reconnect to ourselves. This season is the perfect time to dig deep, to really try to figure out and understand what is truly happening within ourselves. So if you haven't done it already, because there was a new moon in Scorpio yesterday and the day before, so it was basically started on the 4th of November and it ended up on the 5th of November, Thursday and Friday. Now you still have the chance, if you wish, to do for yourself a new moon ritual, to really use this time, the Scorpio energy, to really work with manifestation. So now is the perfect time, if you have not done it already, to get out your candles, bring out your oracle deck or your tarot deck, bring out your journal and start the work, start the process, and do not be afraid to go far and deep, because now is the time to do this. Far from yourself, now is the perfect opportunity to really go back into that sense of meeting your soul. You know, you could also use this perfect time to meet people, meet experts, meet coaches, whoever feels suitable to you, to really work on doing an energy cleanse and really cut those energetic cords, like you probably have seen I love to do with my selenite. Definitely, I would say a cord cutting ritual with selenite would be a great thing to do right now, to really cut those energetic cords that are still connecting you to people that no longer serves you, or from any other things that no longer serve you that you want to get rid of. Either do yourself a beautiful cord cutting ritual, or I would strongly recommend and welcome you to find a healer, a therapist, someone that can help you on this journey of energetic cleansing. Maybe someone that could do you a tarot reading. Contact a tarot reader, get yourself a tarot reading. If I was to recommend somebody, my very dear friend, I absolutely love what she does. Her name is Cécile Adèle. Cécile is a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful human being. She does a lot of different types of healing practices. She is a wonderful person that you can work with. Definitely, I will put some info about how you can find out about Cécile Adèle. She's definitely great. She helped me at some stage. I was working with her, and all about clearing past energy from, that might sound a bit deep for some people, but about clearing energy that could be held from my ancestors, from my ancestry, from my own background, from my family, or even potentially from past lives. Any type of negative energy that is still being carried on by myself on this earth at this stage, and going through the process of working with my inner guides, angels, definitely my spirit family to just ease off this weight, this energetic weight on my shoulders. This is what we're being called to do. You know, and if that sounds like a lot for you, I would even suggest to just go somewhere on a weekend, you know, somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and, you know, take some time outside of social media, outside of the world of the internet, and just do a little bit of a digital detox and just go back to those basics. Walking in the forest bare feet, in the silence of nature, surrounded by beauty, beautiful trees, water, earth. Going back to that is definitely the right practice right now. Definitely Scorpio is also, it's very interesting. I was actually talking about it with Cecile, my friend, the other day. She's the quantum healer I was just talking about. We were actually talking about the fact that for some reason, there's something quite interesting about Scorpio. Yet it's a water sign, but it's a very fiery sign. So how would you describe that? Well, if I was to say you have, you know, I suppose you have Cancer and Pisces, which are very different types of water. You know, one is more still, one is very wavy. Scorpio is like bubbling fire. It's like bubbling water. It's like water that is so hot, if you touch it, you burn yourself. But you have to be careful too. A lot of people also associate Scorpio with a very strong sexual energy, but it's a very different one to the one that we would typically be associating with Aries, for example, which is another zodiac sign that is ruled by the planet Mars. Scorpio, even though is very sexual, for me, I would actually put it differently. I wouldn't call necessarily Scorpio sexual. I would call it sensual. Yes, sensuality and sexuality happen to be two very different things, in my opinion. Why? Because sensuality is about a deep need of connection. It's all about deep need for intimacy. And that's why this season is also an invitation for all of us to really explore our sensuality and those aspects of ourselves that we would, that society maybe would consider taboo, or what I consider sacred. You know, for example, working with different self-pleasure practices. If you're, for example, single, or if you are in a relationship, something like Tantra would be very interesting to explore. And testing, trying new things, opening your spectrum of experiences, reconnecting yourself to not just your soul, but also your body through your connection with the other person with you. And, you know, definitely I would say that this is really important to embrace. But at the moment, I would also keep in mind that the new moon in Scorpio, that is now on the verge of ending, but you can still do a new moon ritual if you wish. Now is the time. This new moon is also in opposition with the planet Uranus, and is also in a square with Saturn, which means that it's forming a shape that we call a T-square. So a T-square is typically in astrology seen as a time of tension. It's a time that can be felt by many people as being a little bit frustrating, difficult to deal with. You might feel a bit of anger lately. Maybe lately you've been feeling a lot of discomfort and frustration. And this has been impacting us all on the general, on the bigger level, on the collective level. So what would be the best thing to do in this case? Probably some of you might tell me, oh, am I just gonna say it? I am not happy. Am I just put it out, get it off my chest, it'll be better for me, and I'll be able to move on. Well, my advice would be maybe not, because this frustration sometimes is better off to be kept aside until you feel you're in a position where you are more rational in your decisions. So before doing something that maybe later on you're afraid you might regret, I would strongly recommend to just let it all go and remember that things come and go. It's the natural flow of life, and never forget that what goes around comes around. So there's a lot of change happening right now, and Scorpio is deeply connected to new beginnings and change. Everything that at the moment doesn't seem to be going well in your life will either become an evidence and you're going to notice it, and you will know you're going to have to do some work to be able to get over that. And what I mean by work, let's emphasize what type of work we're on about here. We're on about shadow work, my friends. So, you know, that introspective work is going to be needed by many of us. And especially now with this new moon, you probably know, you've probably seen it out there, new moon, new me. It's like a saying, new moon, new me. Well, this time it's going to be new moon, new me more than ever. This new moon is going to really be about new beginnings. You know, looking at those wounds that we might still hold within ourselves, wounds from the past, wounds from childhood, wounds from previous lifetimes, if you're so inclined to believe in that. And you know, it's going to be about facing those wounds, because that's what shadow work helps us to do. It's about facing those wounds, to be able to heal from them, to grow and evolve. This is your invitation to transform, to let go of what no longer serves you. And that can be anything, my friends. That can be a behavior that you have that you know deep down has been holding you back, a behavior that has been causing you difficulties, a habit that you know deep down is not serving you, that you have been struggling with in the last few months, weeks, years, whatever it is. And now you know, God, I have to do something about it, because this is seriously becoming difficult to deal with. It can be a habit, it can be as simple as a habit, or it could also be a person. It's going to be for you to determine what that is. But the key here is going to be to trust yourself. Go back to those basics, trust that intuition that you have that holds you, and the answers are all within yourself. I actually did a tarot card reading for myself for this new moon in Scorpio, and one of the cards that came out to me, which I thought was absolutely incredible, was actually the Magician, which is one of the major arcanas of the tarot. It's one of the most powerful cards of the tarot, even though each and every card is absolutely powerful in the tarot. But that particular one really, I was speechless when I saw it. I was like, God, if there was one message I needed to hear at that moment, it was definitely the message of the Magician. The Magician is here to tell us that we have what it takes. We have the inner fire within ourselves. We are the alchemist of our life. You are the alchemist of your life. You have everything that you need to make anything happen. You have that power within yourself. You just have to start to see things for what they are, and remember that you cannot be afraid of your own power, because that power can only benefit you. Now is the time to open your eyes. Now is the time to allow yourself to receive that power, channel it, channel that energy, that creative energy you hold within yourself. Allow it to be expressed. take action, embrace it. Because it's not enough to just knowing that you are destined for more. It's not enough to know that you can do the work if you want to. You have to start to do what it takes to get to where you want to be. Otherwise, there'll be no change. There'll be no transformation. Things will stay the same. And for me, this is when that card spoke to me. The magician literally told me that now you have to trust your intuition. Trust that gut feeling, because that gut feeling is here for you. It's not here against you. Because it's by trusting it and listening to it that those answers will come to you. There's no other way you can do this. This is the only way. The answers are within. They are not without. And with Saturn and Uranus at the moment, just to finish off on this point, the energy is very unusual. I'm sure you can tell this. It feels a bit odd. We feel two things. We feel pulled, you know, to do certain things, but at the same time we feel pushed from doing certain things. There's a bit of that going on right now, and maybe some of you might even feel like you want to change certain things in your life, like for real, proper change. And you know, you might have felt like there has been certain things going against that. Or maybe you've noticed that it could actually take much more time, effort, and energy than you realized it would. And maybe that's been a reason for you to just sit on it and not take action. Well, the only thing I would ask you to do, if anything, if someone has to do it, I will be that person. I am asking you to remain connected with what is your inner voice. Trust it, listen to it. And if you have that feeling, because I know many people will go through this, if you have a feeling that everything is going against you, that nothing is right, that everything is just all over the place, that you feel lost, confused, if you feel like you don't know what should be your focus right now, you've lost any kind of sense of purpose or any sense of direction, now is the time, more than ever before, to go back to the basics. Go back to a morning ritual. It's so important to take that time for yourself. Your morning ritual here could be potentially what can change things for you and make them better. And that would be, for example, going back to doing a daily yoga practice. It does not have to be vinyasa, just to be clear. It can be as simple as doing yin yoga, meditate, sing, dance, write, journal, pull a oracle or tarot card every morning. Take the time to reflect on that card, journal on it, keep it on your desk the whole day to really impregnate yourself from its energy. And at the end of the day, when your day is over, grab your journal and start reflecting on how do you feel this tarot or oracle card connected with you today. If that's of any consolation, you can also cry. You can, for example, grab a pillow and, for example, scream into that pillow to just let excess energy out. Use this energy for your evolution, for your revolution, for your transformation. This is what this is about. And what I would say is, you know, don't be afraid of this territory. I know it seems scary for a lot of people, but it will be worth it. It will absolutely be worth it. People assume, and there is that misconception that spirituality is a world of good vibes only, good vibes only. This is not what spirituality is about. If there is anyone out there that is considered themselves a spiritual individual or that told you that they have gone through a spiritual awakening and the only thing they swear by is good vibes only good vibes, well, I'm sorry to say, but that these people are absolutely in the wrong. I'm not judging them. I don't know nobody personally that are in this category, but I have seen it quite a bit out there. And this is not what spirituality is about. If you want to move forward on your spiritual path and flourish in your life, you will have to face your fears. You know? It's what separates the posers from the real deals. You know, it's some call this the work of the initiate. You know, you can try to ignore these fears or carry on without working through them. But they're going to keep coming back one way or another. And they might come back when you will be expecting it least. So absolutely, you have to use this fear now as your medicine. It's a healing opportunity more than ever before. Personally, it got me back to reflect on a lot of memories from childhood that I still hold very, very deeply. And, you know, I am not afraid of those memories anymore. I'm not afraid to talk about what happened to me anymore. And I am open to sharing this with people around me. And you have to thank those fears for the really valuable lessons that they carry in their medicine. Because this is how you will be able to move on without it. And if I was to recommend some crystals that have worked for me very well, that I have used myself in different ways to support me on this journey, you know, because resistance will come up for many people. You will be like, oh, do I really need to do this? Oh, I have to do this. I think this is more important right now. That's not so much of a priority. I think I'll leave shadow work for next week. Well, that is a form of resistance. Whether you like it or not, that is a form of resistance, that you are not willing to do the work. It could also be denial, for example. You're not willing to accept that there is work to be done or that certain things happened. It can also be self-doubt. It can be self-sabotage. There's different ways. So I really want you to remember that here, it's so important to feel surrounded. You are not supposed to be on this journey alone, as we said earlier. That romantic vision of shadow work being an activity you do like a monk on yourself on your own, I totally disapprove that. In my opinion, you absolutely should go and find someone that you can share this experience with, someone that you can even talk about it with, just because this is not for the weak hearts. I just want to be clear on that. So basically, some stones that I would recommend would be something like black obsidian. Black obsidian is great to help us to work with our shadow self. It's not just a very protective and grounding stone. It definitely is very protective of the psyche. So that definitely is a bonus. But on top of that, it's also great with allowing us to remain protected while we are facing all that negative energy that's still holding us back. Because some of it will be negative energy. And something like black obsidian would be a great stone to really create a protective bubble around you, to allow yourself as well to really remove any feelings of shame, to be able to go past that negative feeling and to facilitate your healing, because by removing those negative feelings, you will be able to focus on what is it that you truly need right now. You know, your vision will not be obstructed by, unreal events. You'll be able to go to the core of things much easier. Another great stone to work with is definitely Black Moonstone. Black Moonstone is a different version to the typical Rainbow Moonstone you probably would be familiar with. It's a beautiful version that's very much so related about that darker energy. When we say that the white Rainbow Moonstone is related with, for example, the Divine Feminine, the Black Moonstone will be more so the dark goddess energy. So for example, we have on one side, we have the energy. Let's take astrology as an example, because I always think of it as a great way to describe it. You have you don't have many female archetypes in astrology, and that's something as well sometimes that I find quite revealing and interesting. But let's talk about two feminine archetypes. We have Venus, which is obviously going to be the figure of the Divine Feminine, that's the most present and popular. Venus will be kind of the white moonstone. We could compare her to the white moonstone, the rainbow moonstone, so that Divine Feminine energy. And then on the other side, you have Lilith. So Lilith, which is, it's not a planet, it's basically a point of reference that we use that basically defines our darker sides. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with the story of, you probably are, I'm not sure even why I'm saying that, you probably are. If you're familiar with the story of Adam and Eve, then you probably would have heard as well about Lilith, which was the temptress, the one that did not want it to submit to conventional beliefs and decided to stand for herself and stand up for herself. Well, there's a bit of that going on there with Lilith, which is all about that dark feminine divine energy. Well, Black Moonstone is also about embracing the darkness, which is a great crystal for us women in particular during this time, because it's also about discovering ourselves through the darkness and allowing ourselves to balance both our light side and our dark sides, basically, and really allowing us to connect with those potential fears in a way that really will actually not seem as hard, because it's a very nurturing stone after all, Moonstone, but to do it in a way that's really going to instigate that introspective work. And that Black Moonstone is really about doing that work to promote, but at the end of the day, some kind of divine feminine inner radiance. These are really potent ones here that you can work with to really face those that shadow work we're talking about. But I would strongly recommend to also hold another crystal with you, so to have one of these two. And on the other side, I would also definitely recommend having a very supportive, nurturing crystal with you as well, to create a bubble of warmth and feeling supported, surrounded, and nurtured. So something like snowflake obsidian is great. Snowflake obsidian is all about staying in alignment, and it's something I recommend a lot for people that have Scorpio energy in their chart in general. Because it connects very much so with what they hold, which is all about what they need: balance, centering, support. It's about reminding you that you're strong and you're capable, and also you can adapt yourself to anything you have to face. And it's also a great crystal for surrender. And we are requested here too. We are asked to let go. And that's why Snowflake will help you to do that. But at the same time, absorbing any negative energy and purifying the energy around you. And really revealing also the truth in any situation. And on top of that, of course, Snowflake Obsidian is very grounding and centering, just like our typical traditional black obsidian. Another option could be definitely something like rose quartz is great, because I like to recommend rose quartz because it's an easy one that many people already have at home. Rose quartz is very, very soothing, and it's all about obviously unconditional love. It's really about promoting that sense of self-love and self-care. Another great crystal for that is going to be mangano calcite. Mangano calcite is a type of pink calcite. It's probably one of the softest, energetically speaking, types of calcites. It's really focused on compassion and healing trauma. So for me, definitely, I would say go for rose quartz if that's what you have. But an even better option is definitely by a mile mangano calcite. Because of its delicate but powerful healing energy, that's about really focusing on bringing a sense of hope and positive feelings throughout that process. And while you're undergoing emotional trauma, or whether it is remembering that trauma, a mangano calcite will bring serenity, peace, and compassion to you throughout that process. Another option would definitely be something like probably rhodochrosite. I like to recommend also rhodochrosite because it's very much so about healing your inner child. And we are in a process where this is something that might probably have to be done. As you release the pain from the past, rhodochrosite is here to remind you that you will find the joy and the magic in the present. That these two are very much so interconnected. And that is another great, great, great option in my eyes. Empowering you to really face and heal those past life issues. That is what rhodochrosite is all about. These would be some of my main recommendations. If I was to suggest anything else, I would say take care of yourself, listen to what feels right. This is a transformative time for many of us. Some of you might find it challenging, depending on where this Scorpio season falls into your chart. Personally, I find myself very much embracing it. It's a time of the year that I absolutely feel energized. I am someone that happens to have a Scorpio stellium in my astrology chart. So I definitely feel like all those concepts of transformation, death, rebirth absolutely do not scare me. I actually embrace it to the max. And I always did. And I'm very thankful for that. But I am absolutely aware that this is not everyone's case. So if it feels challenging for you, see and try to apply some of those advices I mentioned in today's podcast episode. Take care of yourself. Trust that you know how to get through this process. Do not fear anything. If there is one thing in life that we can trust, because we know it's never gonna leave us, it's change. Change is the most stable thing ever, as weird as it sounds. I want you to I want to leave you with those words, literally. Do not fear the process. Do not fear doing this. It's very important to embrace it, because you will be able to hold yourself accountable to your evolution and to being able to grow into the best version you can potentially be. And I think this is more important than anything. So I hope this resonated with you. Please share this podcast and this episode with your loved ones. If you know anyone that would enjoy hearing, listening, learning about everything I've been sharing so far on this podcast, that would mean a lot. Please make sure you leave us a review. If you're listening this podcast on a platform allowing to post reviews, that would mean a lot to me as well. And you can send me DMs if you have got any kind words to share with me about everything I've just mentioned, or if you have any particular topics you would like me to cover. I'll be absolutely delighted to hear what you guys have to say, and I will be talking to you very soon. It was an absolute pleasure to have this conversation with you, and I will be talking to you very soon for another episode. Thank you so much.